And it's time for MI Tech News. That's Michigan Technology News. And the man who is the editor of that is Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome to our show here again.
Thanks, Foster. A beautiful day here in West Michigan. And welcome, Mr. Finney.
Go ahead and say what. Yeah.
Good morning or good afternoon, Mike. Good hearing from you.
Yeah, you too. I was listening to the segment waiting for get queued up here, so I was listening to what you had to say.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to chat a little bit after we talk about your headlines for this week. MITechNews.com, by the way, folks, is delivered every day, every Friday, and it's a series of headlines that talks about things that are going on in the state of Michigan. It talks about things that are going on around the country, and particularly it focuses on entrepreneurship and business. So it's a great resource for people who are developing businesses in the state of Michigan or are thinking about doing that kind of thing. And it's absolutely free, and you can register for that. You can sign up for that by simply going to internetadvisor.net, scrolling down the page and clicking on that subscribe now button. Let's talk about some of the headlines you've got this week. Mike, there's one I saw there about the EPA wanting to expand government control of U.S. waters, and that's not quite a good idea, I think, according
to you. Well, our friends at Warner Norcross and Judd issued an opinion on this, and on March 25th, the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers proposed a new rule that would redefine what the waters of the United States mean. And so the attorneys think that it's going to expand government reach. It's going to cause regulatory headaches for property owners and businesses. I mean, it's a good thing, bad thing. The environmental side thinks it's great that we have better control over the state's waters, but business side, they're not so happy about it.
So it's going to be a battleground, at least, as people go back and forth controlling whose interest, best interest is at stake here. You've got something down there. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about job seeking and with Mike Finney, but you've got an article there about a job fair coming April the 30th to Ford Field in Detroit.
Yeah, well, actually, this is, if you look at the article, there's a certain Michael Finney that's quoted in there.
Aha!
this is his baby. But they're going to have 1,200 jobs available in the Pure Michigan Dream Job, symposium, which will be held in June, but you have to register by April 30th. Is that right, Michael?
Yeah, I think that is correct, Michael.
Oh, okay. So you have to register, and you, again, do it online?
Right. Yeah, everything's available online at mitalent.org. You can go there and register for the Dream Job program.
Okay. Well, make sure that people see that on our show notes after the show. We'll make sure we post that as well, Mike. One final thing here. Wright Museum is going to be hosting a RoboFest coming up on this
apparently. Well, actually today.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Going on today, huh?
It's going on today, yeah. And it's for high school kids. It's to get them a chance to build these autonomous robots,
right,
which are computer programmed to act independently, and they're not controlled. You know, it's kind of like those bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, but not that bad.
Not that bad.
So.
Yeah, we were talking earlier on today with Steve Heyer and the Rush team that competed in FIRST Robotics, along with a team from Flint and a team from Notre Dame, and won the state competition for the first time, FIRST Robotics. And they're going to St. Louis, Missouri next week to compete in the national, or I should say the Northern Hemisphere competition. So it's a big thing. By the way, we should mention, folks, that you can, again, sign up to get these headlines and many, many more so that you're right on time for these events. And with all the details included, there's a big list of headlines that you get every week at mitechnews.com. How do you get it? You simply go to our page, internetadvisor.net, scroll down to the subscribe now button. It's free and it gets right to you every Friday, and you'll get to see all these headlines plus many, many more. One thing, Mike, just to kind of wrap up here, I saw that a headline about wearable market. The wearable.
Yeah, that's really taken off.
Yeah, wow.
It's going to be 19 million units sold in 2014. I might add that I have the Sony wearable watch, so I have the Dick Tracy watch that's synced up to my Android phone. It's kind of cool. I like it, but I'm an old Dick Tracy fan.
That's cool. It should be, they're saying Apple might, that might be one of Apple's big things this June when they come up.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's headed that way because it's really convenient. You know, you've got Google Glass, you've got the wearable watches, you know, all sorts of things. But by 2018, they're predicting that they'll be selling more than 111 million units a year. So everybody's going this way. It's synced in with, you know, your mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we won't be able to go anywhere that somebody won't be able to track us, right?
So. Or sell us something. Good grief. Let's get back to talk a little bit about things in Western Michigan. Mike Finney is here, as I said before, from MEDC. Mike, let's talk a little bit about, you've worked with Mike now on a number of these events that you're going on. Like, for instance, you're talking about the Job Fest that's coming up. What are the kind of things that you see going on in Western Michigan in particular? Maybe you can talk about that with Mike.
Well, the west side of the state is very vibrant right now. In fact, I was over in the Holland Grand Rapids area a couple days ago meeting with a group of business executives who represent Talent 2025. And I was just amazed at all the exciting things that's going on over there. The business community is very robust. We've had a lot of business growth activity there. But they're also being very proactive in terms of the talent initiative. So, and that includes the entire west side of the state. We're very excited about what's happening there.
Yeah, Mike Brennan, you've talked about this too. There's kind of an arc that goes along one of our major expressways that kind of is an arc of business that's going on. If you include the University of Michigan as well, it's tied with businesses and universities.
Well, yeah, it's Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and then if you just come back across the state along I-94, I-96, you come right back into Detroit, and then you go north up to 69. I mean, there's just an awful lot of manufacturing activity, a lot of technology growth and activity happening, and our communities are starting to have some pretty positive impact in terms of the community revitalization as well.
Yeah, Mike, you've been reporting on that a long time, Mike Brennan.
A long time, and Michael and I go way back. I go back to his first tour duty at the MEDC when he worked for John Engler, so way back when.
Well, he was recruited.
I wanted to ask you, Michael, I'm going to put you on the hot seat a little bit since we're on live radio. I know you work real hard with the legislature to make the state more entrepreneur-friendly, but if you could do anything and you could get the legislature to go along with it, what would you change or add or whatever?
Well, the legislature has been very supportive of the efforts that we have underway. If you just look at the last 3 years, and I'm thinking about our 15 budget that's now being considered, the governor and the legislature has been very supportive of our activities. And so we just need to continue to innovate around the programs that we have, and we need to make sure that we continue to talk to the business community, whether they're entrepreneurs or established companies, and then be responsive to their needs. And it's a moving target. The things and programs that we needed 3 years ago are different from the programs we need now. Talent wasn't as hot a commodity as it is today.
Mm.
Access to capital has become slightly less of a commodity than it was a couple years ago. So it's a moving target, and we just need to be responsive, and we appreciate the support that we get from the governor and from the legislature.
All right, cool.
Well, I'm just curious. I know that initially, talking about the holy grail, or at least for me, the bellwether of this, and maybe it was because the press picked it up, was about 3-4 years ago was the movie industry. And they're coming in and incentives to them and kind of the battle over the incentives. Where are we now with that?
Well, we're actually still supporting the film industry. Our current budget is about $50 million. That's what it's been for the last 2 years. That's different from the program that was in place under Governor Granholm, where essentially it was an open-ended, I think 30 or 40% of the total production cost could be given as a refund.
So 42%.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's right now we have a maximum budget of $50 million, and the program is very active. We've got major productions that have happened, Superman, Batman, those kind of things that are happening, and they're happening throughout the state. So it's a good program. We also measure the return that we get on the film program, just like we do everything else that we have in the state. And the good news is we're seeing some very positive movement in terms of the return that we get on the film program. So it's another tool. It's an important piece of our overall Pure Michigan branding. And we're doing everything we can to continue supporting it.
One last thing for you. Looking at the Upper Peninsula, or Upper Lower Peninsula, and then the Upper Peninsula. We've talked a lot about the development that goes on in that golden arc below it. But how about those other areas? What's the development going on there?
Well, I think we need to make sure that we're leveraging our universities that we have in the UP. We've got Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech, and Lake Superior. Michigan Tech in particular has been extremely active in developing startup companies and in the technology space. And so we see a lot of opportunity for that in the Upper Peninsula.
Great. Mike Finney, thank you very much. And Mike Brennan, thank you for being with us.